sometimes you have a song that's really important to write. I'm really grateful that Cynthia has joined me on this. My grief, my grief, my grief, my grief.
Reclaim what's yours and mine.
So I want to call up Kara Schwartz. What a perfect timing after that other song. Thank you. Kara is not only a wonderful singer, but she also signs. So I've asked her to help me and Cynthia bring this song alive. Say yes to the garden. Wrote the words. June Jordan was born in Harlem in 1936. She was the most highly acclaimed and widely published African-American writer of her generation. Poet, activist, teacher, essayist, prolific, passionate, and influential voice for liberation. And the person who wrote the music was Bernice... Yes, that's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Was Bernice Johnson Reagan. Am I saying that? Is it Regan? Reagan. Of Sweet Honey in the Rock. And that group has been an inspiration to me for years. So even though this song, let me just see, yes. Despite the fact that this song is clearly African-American in context, I share their sentiment and I have been so inspired by just some amazingly beautiful and strong African-American women in my life. So, 7 Day Kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7 day kiss.
Somebody come and carry me into a 7 day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7 day kiss.
I don't need no history, no national, no family bliss. I need an absolutely one to
want a 7-day kiss.
Help me now.
Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss.
I don't need no history, no national, no family bliss. I need and absolutely want to want a 7-day kiss.
I can read the daily paper. I can even make a speech. But the news is stuff that takes us down to support in the breach. I've been scheming about my people. I've been scheming about sex. I've been dreaming about Africa and nightmaring Oedipus the Rex. But what I need is quite specific. Terrifying, roughed up, and terrific. I need an absolutely one-to-one, a 7-day kiss.
Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss. Somebody come and carry me into a 7-day kiss.
I don't need no history, no national, no family bliss. I need an absolutely one-to-one, a 7-day kiss. Help me now.
Mara Goodman, thank you.
So I have one more number, and before I do that number, I want to tell you that at the gate table, I left pieces of paper that are like this narrow about fracking. I assume most of you know what fracking is. It's a short term for hydrofracking, drilling the rock, drilling the shale, using toxic chemicals, poisoning the earth, the air, and definitely the water. So we are at a pivotal point right now in the state, in New York State, and Cuomo will have the final say. The Assembly has already passed a 2-year moratorium, but the Senate still has to, and Cuomo really has the final say, and he's been waffling. So he needs phone calls. I spoke to one of the organizers in this movement. It had the website of the movement that's working very hard to ban fracking is on that piece of paper. So please take one as you leave or as soon as you remember to when I finish. It has Cuomo's telephone number. We need to call him weekly and say ban fracking and protect our farms, our families. Yes, forests, farms, and families by banning fracking. I just want to say how great it is to see all of you. You know, I really did more to invite people this time, and I feel so rewarded. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, it's like every walk of my life is represented here, and it just really makes everything so okay. So, thank you. Song was the first song I think I ever wrote. It was inspired by my grandmother, who actually when she was dying. Yes, thank you. Isn't Cynthia wonderful? And Mara has been like an angel for me through this whole thing, from before the first rehearsal. I'm blessed. So anyway, when my grandmother was dying, I actually, you know, she started to sing, and I had never seen her so joyful and singing so beautifully, and, you know, I grew up with singing, but it was amazing. So that inspired this, the healing chant. And you can sing along if you know it, please, and there'll be a clapping for without hitting the guitar.
And there's nothing to be afraid of, 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 and there's nothing to feel ashamed of, oh no, nothing to feel ashamed of, nothing to feel ashamed of.
thing to feel ashamed of. When you feel afraid and you let it show to the ones who love you, to the ones who know. When you feel ashamed and you let it go, when you let your little light shine, it's about faith and love. It's about faith and love.
It's tricky this year.
It's about faith and love. It's about faith. I have a body. I have a life. I have a spirit. Thank you. So I have CDs in the back. They're with me on them. My song is one of the featured songs. But the CD is very special. It's a double CD. It is all choruses. So if you like group singing and singing in rounds, and the side that I'm on has Pete Seeger and Emma's Revolution on that same side. It's not me singing my song, but it's a whole chorus singing my songs, which actually I could do for you. I think I have time. Could this be my encore?
Do you want this to be your encore?
Yeah.
Do you think she should have an encore? Yeah!
All right, so I need your help since I didn't practice this. So who in the audience knows, if the people, as if it were a song, were singing out of my... Okay, you want to come up and help? No. Yay! Karen's born. I'll start with it. And then I go and sing a different part. And that's the song that's on the CD. And there are Raging Granny CDs. This year, we have Raging Grannies here. It's one of my favorite parts, really, of my working life. My unpaid working life. But it's wonderful. Because it's my political, it's really my chance to express myself through music about my politics, and I just love the group. And so we have Raging Granny CDs for sale, and the money goes to Raging Grannies.
If those people live their lives as if it were a song, for singing out of mind provides the music for the stars to be dancing circles in the sky.
Can you feel the
people live their lives as if it were a song, for singing out of mind provides the music for the stars to be dancing circles in the night.
Can you feel the rhythm? Can you keep it sweet? I love you. I know you love me too. My love for you, I'm learning it's true. Can you feel the rhythm? Can you feel the beat? Can you keep it simple? Can you keep it sweet? Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Don't forget.
next week is another very special evening with Vicki Revere doing one of her rare appearances in People's Voice, along with Mary Mel Morgan and Pat LaManna. Thanks for stopping by. There's going to be an interesting thing, like a roller coaster thing on chairs that goes around. If you want to throw your chair on it, you can. Otherwise, you don't have to. Just walk out. Good night.